99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Now, I don't want to start with a bedtime story because I don't want to risk putting you to sleep. However, it is read to you by a man who might make your heart a flutter.
Are you talking about my boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds?
I am talking about your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds. He has a new bedtime series with Ryan where he reads bedtime stories.
This is fantastic.
In the way Ryan Reynolds would read them.
You know the best part about stories? They stay with you. And I want to tell you a bedtime story.
Okay, and to set the scene, he's wearing pajamas.
Of course.
It's kind of a dimmed, lighted, like old style bedroom.
Right.
He's on a chair.
Yeah.
Rest your tired bones. And remember, whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Well, that turned creepy.
Yeah, I know. Right, exactly.
Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, it's on his Maximum Effort channel. So that is being released here.
Which Maximum Effort is his advertising company,
mm-hmm.
where he kind of, you know, he does a lot of these, like, funny ads. He's very good at marketing.
Yeah, he'll be. That'll all be available in FUBU. I don't know what streaming service that is necessarily.
I don't either.
But I'm sure he's got a stake in that too.
Sure, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, he's even chimed in with a U of L class here, an advertising mm-hmm. class with local professors. So yeah, he's dipping his toe in the marketing world, and rightly so. He's always very clever.
And
very
rightly
clever.
So.
Uh-huh.
Guess we should congratulate Al Pacino, 83-year-old Al Pacino, and his 29-year-old girlfriend on the birth of his fourth child.
They're first together.
They're first
son.
Together, yeah.
New dad at 83.
I'm glad that he got it in right before Father's Day.
You know what I'm glad about? Is that she can go ahead and change two pairs of diapers.
Yeah. You know. Hey, you know what?
Never too late to find happiness like that.
But life for Al Pacino is probably slowing down.
Probably.
You know? And so maybe he can spend more time and attention.
Do you think he's going to be getting up doing late night feedings?
I mean, I will hope so.
Diaper changing.
I would hope so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Could you even imagine? At your age now.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
No, I couldn't.
Doing that all over again.
I got
again.
A puppy.
Oh, yeah. No,
I mean, the puppy
similar.
Google in and of itself. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah,
no,
it's much.
No,
it's
no.
much.
You Which, have by to, the way.
There's a reason people do it younger. Because you need energy.
Which, by the way, Dougal has, as of today, going to be finishing up his first week of boot camp.
Are you seeing signs of improvement?
I should say just daycare.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Am I seeing signs of improvement? So the way this works is we're dropping them off. We're picking them up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And we do it and we repeat it, right? And
right.
So today we have to go and then they
teach you.
Yeah,
what to
Elizabeth
do.
And I go and
you got to know the commands.
That's when they're like, okay, this is what we worked on. Well, let's show you
what mommy
we're
and daddy
teaching
need to learn.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what you need to know. And so I will be very, very curious, excited even,
uh-huh.
to see what this dog has actually learned.
Okay, great. And then whether he will actually do it when you tell him to
right.
do it.
Right. Right,
or
exactly.
just his friends that he's been hanging out with.
Right, who knows?
For a week.
I mean, like, you know, it's one of those things where you think, for what I'm paying for this, I hope it works.
Well, again.
I even asked them before we got into it, I'm like, is there some sort of contingency? Yeah.
You have a
because
guarantee
I'm looking
warranty.
I'm looking at my dog, and I know what I've known so far from
right.
when we got him as a puppy.
And you're looking at you.
And
because,
I'm like,
again, the success or failure really hinges on you sticking with the program.
Yeah, sticking with the program. Right, exactly. So I was like, ah, is there some sort of contingency? And they're like, you know, really, this program works. There are occasions when we might need to do a follow-up.
A little refresher.
A little refresher.
Yeah.
And if that is the case, we can do it. And I was like, okay.
But it probably means then you need a refresher with you, too.
At least there's something.
Right. That is literally, because I will say, I'll be first to admit, we were not great at sticking with the program.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Poppy, she's the one that went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Piper did not. We just gave up on Piper.
Is Piper younger?
Yes.
Okay.
So Poppy went first, and we...
You were just thinking, you know what? Piper's going to learn all the good stuff from...
She knows to sit Poppy. For a treat. That's about it. That's the only thing that's
you know.
And the whole reason we went was to try to get her to stop running to greet everybody that walks by.
Yeah, well...
And that is not stuck.
Okay.
That did not stick.
All right. You're not giving me and filling me with a whole lot of confidence.
What I'm trying to tell you is from experience.
Is just saying that it's...
Got to stick with it.
Okay. Got to stick with it.
You've got to stick with it.
All right.
Otherwise, it's going to fade away.
We'll see after the first 5 days how well Dougal's done. But anyways.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I failed.
That is my child right now.
Yes.
Al Pacino has another son.
He's got a living baby.
Yeah. I have a living baby in the form of a dog that is now growing into a toddler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just got a text message. Hey, Kelly, I'm 65 years old with a 7-year-old daughter. I'm thinking of having another. Wow.
All right. Well, good on you.
That, you know what?
If you
are brave.
If you can, if you can provide all the stuff that's needed and have the energy for that, good on you.
I mean, they have a way of keeping you young. And exhausting you.
Yeah.
But keeping you young. So that's amazing.
All right. Hey, coming up next, got a DM from a listener. He is wanting to know if there's a way to approach this in a delicate way with his new girlfriend.
Or should he cut and run?
Or could he? Exactly. All right. It's diving into DMs. Coming up here next. 99.7 DJX. DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always shoot us a note. And then we'll toss it out to our listeners. See what we can do for you.
Helping out Logan here. Hi, Ben and Kelly. I need to get your thoughts on something. Started dating this woman a couple of weeks ago. We've been on 4 dates. Our 4th date was this past Saturday. Took her on my boat.
Okay.
It was chilly most of the day, but finally warmed up at some point, so she took off her hoodie and had a bikini top on, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But she also had hairy armpits.
Okay.
And it wasn't just a little hair. It was quite a bit.
All right.
I didn't say anything, but it was terribly distracting. Am I a bad guy if I stop seeing her over this? She's great in every way, but I'm not dating a woman with hairier armpits than me.
Okay.
What do you think I should do?
I think you just, if she's great, I don't know. I think that's very minor. I think that's minor. I think if she's great in every other way, that's a minor thing.
Okay. How do you start the conversation though to see if she'd be open to shaving?
Or
laser hair removal.
Or I wonder how he reacted when she took off the hoodie, if he made any sort of like face or anything. I mean, it's like she knows she has hair under her arms. It's not something that she's unaware of.
No, and I feel like she might also maybe expect a little bit of reaction because the majority of women that I know take care of that. They shave it. They get rid of it. Laser hair, whatever. Do you bring it up? We're 4 dates in. Like, I'm just kind of wondering how she's going to take a suggestion or a question about it.
Here, listen to this. Instead of bringing it up, why don't the next time, you know, you guys are maybe in the bathroom or somewhere and she's like taking off a top or whatever, you just reach your hand over and go beep, beep, and like pull them a little bit.
What is the matter with
just go,
you?
Go ink, ink.
Are you 5?
And go Yankee, Yankee.
Are you 5 years old?
Tug, tug.
No, that's not what we do.
Why not?
Because you're 5.
Listen.
If you do that.
I have hair in places that I get tugged at and poked and prodded by, you know, the women in my life.
Is that how they gently suggest you need to take care of that?
No.
But, no, they just, okay.
But they're just like, gink, gink.
Okay. I don't think we're at that point in the relationship. We're four dates in.
Right.
So how do you bring up a delicate conversation about someone's appearance? Because that's really what you're saying is kind of like, not a fan of that look on you.
Yeah. So if you, I don't know, if you can't get over that little, like I said, I feel like that's minor. I don't feel like that's a big deal, but.
Annie agrees. This is a grown man thinking about breaking up with someone because she has body hair. Ew, you sexer.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, she could have been not shaving her. I bet she doesn't shave her legs either. Maybe she has like very light colored hair, or she doesn't have a lot of hair on her legs.
You know, he didn't mention that. But right. I'm not going to completely fault him for being taken aback. I think it's a little jarring when you first see it, especially on women, because you're not used to seeing that a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think, okay, what's the best way to bring it up to her to see if that might be something that she might think about, changing?
Like I said.
No, you're not poking and tugging at her armpit hair.
Little tug at the armpit hair. That'll bring up the conversation in a lighthearted way. A little yank, yank.
Yeah. No, Allison says, maybe she forgot to shave last minute boat trip. I've done it before. Doesn't sound like it's I forgot to shave, just like a little bit of stubble.
You know,
it sounds like that she chooses not to ever.
Again, this is the first time you've seen under her arms. Then
they're 4 days in.
Yeah, let's give it some time before you just sit there and go, done.
Okay.
Like, give it a minute, man.
All right, so let's let the relationship develop, and then when you feel like you are ready to
approach that, or maybe, who knows, maybe after another four dates, you're like, I'm not too, you know, you get used to it, and you're like, all right, whatever.
Doesn't bother me.
Or you feel comfortable enough to say, hey, you know, tug.
Stop the tug. We're not doing the tug. No, we're not tug-tugging.
Am I telling too much about my own self?
Yes, you are. You need to stop talking. I'm trying to save you from you.
I think he needs to give it some time. I don't think we're to breakup stage yet.
Okay.
That's what I
agree.
Say. All right.
All right. So let it marinate a little bit.
Just marinate.
Get to know her a little bit more. Sure. Spend some more time with her and see if that's like her philosophy, way of life kind of a thing decision.
Mm-hmm.
And Roxanne's just like, listen, you can always get her a gift certificate for Ideal Image. Our friend Sarah talks about it all the time. Rhonda agrees. I'm sorry. That's gross. Yeah. So, you know, listen, we get it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. So then you just have to figure out, all right, how big of a deal is this? Let's investigate the relationship a little bit.
Give it time.
Further.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Give it time.
And then maybe you can feel comfortable to talk to her about it and why she chooses to do that.
No, tug.
No, we're not tugging.
Tug.
Stop it.
Little yank, yank.
Stop. Stop it.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, Timothy. Timmy. Tim. He tried a very unique way to elude the LMPD.
He sure did.
That is your setting the bar story on the way. All right, setting the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this one's homegrown. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to elude police by swimming the Ohio, then you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, but the way the LMPD wrote this story on Instagram is pretty funny.
Yeah, his name is Tim.
Timmy.
Wanted for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Some felonies, right? So the police find him, then he decides, nope, I'm not going to go easy. So he takes his SUV and he drives away. He hits a couple police cars on the way.
Not good.
They follow him to the Greenwood boat docks. And this is where I'll just go ahead and read the Facebook post from the LMPD. Thinking he's got nowhere to go, we were wrong. Bro jumped in the water and started swimming to Indiana like Michael Phelps.
Oh my God.
We deployed our water assets, but at one time he was nearly on the banks of the Hoosier State.
Oh, wow.
There were officers waiting on him there.
Oh, got to turn around.
So he turned around and started swimming some more.
Oh, bless his heart.
Eventually, they were able to make the arrest and pull him into the boats. And now Timmy is not only going to be charged with the felonies that he was already
Going to be charged with.
Yeah, charged with. But now plenty of others.
Oh, Bless his heart. That did not work out well.
they literally start their post, y'all not going to believe this.
That's what I love. If you follow them on social media, like they are so great with how they kind of talk about what they're doing. And mm-hmm. it's just the way it's written is very funny.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, I mean, they deal with a lot.
I don't know how many times we've had stories where the suspects have tried to get away on a river.
Right, try to swim away.
Swim away, and it's like...
It's not the fastest
they're
getaway.
Just walking along the bank next to them going, like, hey, when you come out, we're here.
We're here. Yeah, enjoy the swim.
Yeah, setting the bar. We'll share the Facebook post. You can see it. It's pretty funny. Louisville Metro Police Department on Facebook, though.
And cheers to LMPD. You guys are out there.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to elude police by swimming across the Ohio River.
I don't think it's ever really in the history of ever worked out well for the person's
I mean, he almost made it. He almost made it all the way to freedom to Indiana.
Right, and then Indiana's just like, nope. Hey, we're here to help out.
Hang on, is this guy you're looking for? This guy right here?
Yep.
This one right here?
We can get him for you.
I mean, he's right here.
Nope, he's turning around. Coming back to you guys.
All right, that is your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. So yesterday, we learned that doctors are starting to use things like emojis when delivering news to patients, just to kind of, I guess, deepen the bond between patient and doctor, make it seem a little, I don't know.
Less formal and scary.
Less formal and scary. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, don't forget to get scheduled for your surgery. Knife emoji.
Sure. Yes. Or, hey, we'll see you tomorrow for your colonoscopy. Start your prep today. Poop emoji.
Yeah.
Heart eyes.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Need to schedule that.
Prostate exam.
That prostate exam.
Finger poke.
Thumbs up. Yeah, exactly.
Funny.
Need to check you out for testicular cancer.
Uh-huh.
Eggplant.
Oh, okay.
Or cherries.
Okay.
So there apparently now are some that are using AI, artificial intelligence, like things like ChatGPT or whatever, to help them break bad news. Because breaking bad news is kind of tough, obviously. So we thought, you know, well, why not try it ourselves and see what we can come up with, right? In a limerick style, okay?
Okay.
In a limerick, I'll tell you the news, though it might leave you feeling confused. Now, don't get indignant, but your tumor's malignant.
Oh, stop it right now. Stop.
Good reason to break out the booze.
I don't think they're going to incorporate this. I really don't.
I don't know if AI is on.
No. I don't think AI has got the right feel for this kind of news.
All right, well, let's try a different way. Hang on a second. Let me try breaking bad news greeting card style. Maybe this would be better.
Okay.
So, in this card, we send you a heartfelt embrace. Encouragement and hope filling up this space. Erectile dysfunction may test your will, but it's sometimes cured with a little blue pill.
Okay, all right. I don't know. I'm not on board with this new style of communication.
I don't think. Honestly, if a doctor rolls in and he's like, Ben, sit down.
No, I think.
And rolls that out.
No,
I'm like,
I don't think they
I understand.
Read a speech like that. No.
He gave me a little greeting card that had that in there.
I don't think they just give you a greeting card.
All right. Maybe.
I don't think that's better.
Maybe let's try it in a knock knock joke. All right.
Okay.
Breaking again, doctors.
Bad news with a knock knock joke.
Yeah, some doctors are trying to use AI to help them break bad news.
Better bedside manner.
Right. Exactly. So let me just see if a knock knock joke hits different. Okay. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Your brother.
Your brother who?
Your brother, our son's real dad.
Oh, God!
I mean, that could work.
I don't think so.
That's...
Oh, that's a kind of a Maury Povich twist.
That is kind of a Maury Povich twist.
I don't know if that'll work or not. I think this is a good avenue to go down.
I mean, look, AI can help.
No,
I don't think it can. With several things. However, this may not be one of them.
Nope.
I don't know.
Nope. I think we keep doing what we've been doing there.
Let's go back to the emojis of an eggplant going, hey, we need you to come in and schedule for your physical.
That might be fun. But I think breaking bad news, we keep doing what we were doing before. I think it's a little bit more delicate.
All right. Feel good stories. Do them every hour. Kelly K.
This is such a sweet story that you can see on our website at WDJX.com. Cameron is a kindergartner. Mr. Charles is a school bus driver. And Cameron is actually a second pickup and drop off in the mornings and afternoons on the school bus. Over 70 kids on the bus in South Carolina. But Cameron had been struggling with behavior issues and was in trouble a lot, getting sent to the principal almost daily. So Mr. Charles noticed this and made Cameron a little bit of a deal.
And I said, look, you're my little buddy. And I said, we're going to do this together. And I said, every day that you be good, Mr. Charles going to have a surprise for you on a Friday.
And ever since that day, there's not been a problem. He's been fantastic and wonderful, trying new things.
Like night and day. And all it took was just one special person to give Cameron a little bit of his time. And it just made all the difference in the world for both Cameron and ourselves.
Mm. Oh, I love you too, buddy. I love you, Mr. Charles. I always love you, man.
And that's sweet. Yeah. So, yeah, his teachers are like, yeah, we've never seen a kid do such a 180. Due to, you know, a special relationship with a bus driver. And his mom is just like, this has been life-changing for us.
Right.
And, you know, they're continuing the friendship over the summer. They meet for ice cream dates. And Mr. Charles even comes to watch Cameron play baseball.
Aww.
Just such sweet, sweet friendship. You can see it. Watch the video. Meet them at WDJX.com.
Going over to someone's house or a place for the first time is exciting, you know?
You're, get to know them?
Yeah, I mean, and especially you can just kind of look around and you can see how they decorate, you can see how they live, and you can learn a lot about someone by seeing the place they live. And, you know, if they got little ceramic cat figurines adorning the windowsill, you'll know something about that person.
Okay, or if they've got a cat tissue dispenser where the tissues come out their butt.
That's right. That's right. You'll learn a lot about
a person. You'll find that in Ben Davis's office.
You'll find that in my... I do have one of those.
You do have one of those.
I do. But, you know, how else are you going to...
Get a tissue.
Right.
Right. Just from a box.
I mean, you could do that. That'd be a boring way. So when Tracy went over to her new guy's place, she learned some things about him.
Thought he's really interesting.
And in fact, from what she saw, must have his life together.
Exactly.
Like, holy cow, this is great.
But then maybe not so much.
Yeah, maybe she learned that it wasn't all true, and maybe some of it is just a facade, if you will. So we'll talk to Tracy coming up here next. We'll get her on the phone and have her work through what she sent us with group therapy. And if you've got an issue and you want a little help, at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly.
How are you? Thank you for talking to us here this morning.
Sure. I would like to get your take on this guy that I met.
Okay.
We'll call him Mitch. I met him at a brewery and we started talking and eventually we went out on a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I wind up back at his place and he's got a map of the world on the wall and it's full of pins.
That's kind of cool.
And yeah, I was pretty impressed and I asked him if he had been to all these places.
Okay.
And he's like, oh yeah, I travel a lot. That's my thing. I mean, he had pins in Iceland, Brazil, Chile, Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia.
Wow.
I mean, dozens of places in Europe and Fiji. And I was really impressed because he knew all about them. And I figured if you can afford those trips, you must have your act together, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a safe assumption. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
impressive.
Expensive. Yeah, and so I'm back at the brewery we met at, and I was telling a girl I know there, you know, about how much Mitch has traveled all over the world. It's so cool. And she said, oh, you saw the map in his living room with all the pins.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then get this, she said, that's all fake. He puts a bunch of pins in that map, and then he Googles the country so he can talk about it. He's been to, like, Florida and Ohio.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Listen, I don't know if you've been to Ohio at this time of year. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful this
yes,
time of year.
Very
so,
exotic. Yes.
This is not international travel.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the problem. Mitch is a cool guy, and we vibed the first few times we went out. I like him, but I'm pretty weirded out that he lied about this, or so my friend says.
Right.
And the fact she knows about the map, too. I mean, is this a big enough red flag to end it, or is it just a clever way to start a conversation? My girlfriends are screaming red flag, but I'm on the fence, so... Mm. What do you guys think?
Well, okay, so, yeah, that's a pretty big thing to lie about, like saying you've been all those places. He could have easily said, I want to go to those places.
Yeah.
Like, those are my bucket list places that I want to go to. But to literally research and pretend like you've already been there just
when
to impress people
when
you haven't that's not a great quality. And what else would he lie about then?
No, that's what I'm thinking, because it's the lying. I mean, of course, why can't we're young. We can aspire to go to all these places.
Right.
Why not be honest about that? Like, what else is he lying about in terms of his identity or history?
Right. Because you're not getting to know the real him. If he's like painting himself as this like well-traveled, you know, interesting person.
Mm-hmm.
I get that he's trying to come off as that to impress you. But, he's kind of painting a false picture of who he is.
Yeah. No, I get why, you're having some hesitation about that, because then it's like, all right, well, what else
are you
do
not
I not
telling
know
the truth about?
Right,
yeah.
Right. What else do I not know? Right. Well, Tracy, we've already got several people texting us. So, we'll try to at least give you some perspective maybe and direction on how to approach this.
I think your instincts are right here, though.
Quote Mitch, if that is his real name. No, and I know it's not. You put it in quotes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, hang in there, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
You know, I like Terry's suggestion via text. Said she should just ask him to show her pictures of from those locations. Like, oh, I want to learn more about Fiji. Will you send me some pictures? I just want to see, like, the landscape of Fiji and
who
stuff like that.
Who goes to these places and doesn't take
a
ton
photo.
Of pictures? You got to do it for the gram, right? Catherine said, yeah, it's a red flag. Just you asking if it is one should tell you it is. Women continue to try to justify a red flag because he's a nice guy, or other than that, just stop. No, if it's a few dates, you aren't invested, move on.
Do you think she has the conversation like, hey, I was so intrigued by your map with pins in the world of where you went. And then almost give him an opportunity to correct himself.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you've been to all those places?
Right.
And then if he doubles down and is like, yeah, I've been to them, and be like, okay, see, this is weird because I've heard that you've not been to any of them. Like, does she have that conversation?
I feel like maybe she does, because
maybe it's a learning moment for him.
Yes. Then he would stop putting on this fake persona and maybe be able to start showing people who he really is and find a real relationship.
And she could then even say, look, I thought you were really cool until this.
Right.
And now this is bad because we're not going to have a chance to see what happens.
I'm thrown off by the fact that you felt like you needed to create this fake background for yourself to come off as more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. If you have experience with something like this, we'd love to hear that. 795-1997. I also want to know, what's the weirdest thing you discovered when you went to his place?
Okay. So did you find something it could be alarming other than a map of pins of places that you say you've been and you haven't.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So 795-1997 will take your stories. I don't know what's weirder, the catfish or this other story of the weirdest thing you've seen at your partner's place when you visited for the first time. 99.7 DJX. Now, listen, we're in the middle of group therapy. We're wrapping up Tracy, who was having a little bit of, I guess she was on the fence because her guy, Mitch, kind of lied, or so she thought. She didn't really have proof, I guess, about a map of the world in his apartment, in his place, that has a bunch of pins on it.
He says he's traveled a lot. It's his thing. And then she goes and talks to a girl at the brewery where she met him. And he's like, oh, did he show you the map? Yeah, he's never been to those places. He's been to like Florida and Ohio.
Right.
So then Shannon's like, you didn't ask your friend how she knows about the map? Ask if she dated him? Ask how she knows it's a lie? And you didn't ask him either? Why can't people have conversations? Well, then we wouldn't have a segment.
Yeah, well, then there's that too. Todd.
Two things I want to kind of throw out there. Can she just not have a conversation with him about it and say, hey, I've heard that you haven't been to these places? Are we that soft now that we can't have that kind of conversation? And two, did her girlfriend actually hear it from somebody else or from him?
Oh, because yeah. Is it hearsay or does she have real knowledge?
True. That is true.
Yeah. You know, because like if she's maybe went on a date with this guy and it ended badly, is she trying to badmouth him and she doesn't want anybody else to go out with him?
That is true.
You know, we don't know the whole story behind that part of it. So just a couple things that popped in my head when I was thinking
about
it.
I like that you are one of the few that are kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt, the innocent until proven guilty
sort of. Like red flag liar.
It's so easy to say red flag all the time and, you know, and maybe he's not gone to every place, but maybe he's gone to a few of them.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. A lot of people are like, picture didn't happen, you know?
Right, exactly. Like, ask for pictures.
Yeah, pictured. I mean, like, proof.
Hey, I was thinking about how you were telling me you've been to all these places. And I've never been. I'd love to see your pictures.
Right, right, exactly.
Photo albums. You have to have photo albums,
exactly.
Right?
Now, there's a listener who texted in and said she didn't even owe him an explanation at this early in the dating stage. I mean, she could just literally just peace out.
Right.
Ghost him. So, Tracy, yeah, I think there's definitely you either have a conversation with this guy or you don't, but I think maybe you just move on.
Well, there could be some validity, though. What's the motivation behind the girl, you know, saying, oh, he's made all that up? Like, are we for sure she's telling the truth? The best way to do
pictures,
that, ask for pictures.
Pictures,
yeah.
Pictures.
If he doesn't have any pictures from any of those locations of him there, then that might be
that's just
an
yet
indication.
Another red flag to pin in his map.
Exactly. You don't go to those places without taking lots of photos.
All right. So what's the strangest thing that you've ever discovered at your partner's place when you went over for the first time? Shannon said, I dated a guy for a month. He invited me to his house and there were gallon jugs sitting everywhere in his house, like half empty, and some had brown looking water in them.
Brown water in jugs?
I never asked him about them. I
Why
made an
not?
Excuse that I just had to leave.
Oh my gosh. I would ask. I mean, if they're sitting out, you can't, like, not ask. Hey, what's with all the brown water in the jugs?
Bethany says, my husband had zombie posters and a whole wall of the Walking Dead collector's action figures in his living room when we met.
Oh, wow.
Not my taste.
Okay.
But it did make for a good paycheck when he sold them all on eBay a year later.
Go.
So there you go. That's good. Catfish. I went over to my boyfriend's place and there was a large catfish in the bathtub.
A catfish, like a real catfish?
Yeah.
In the bathtub?
He told me that he and his family will fatten them and purify them for a few days before eating it.
Oh, wow.
And they showered with it.
Oh, God! I'm out.
But this one may be the most weird thing to discover when you go over to your partner's house for the very first time. An ex of mine had converted her loft space into a spare room, which her ex-boyfriend moved into after they had split up.
Oh, wow.
They were not
roomies
living
now?
they were not living together prior to the split.
Wait a second. When they were dating, they weren't living together. They break up and they move in together?
Yeah, I always found that a bit weird.
That was weird.
Because he had to go into her bedroom and pull down the loft ladder to access his own room.
Okay, that's just bizarre.
And you wonder why we're exes. That is wild.
It's just... That's the strangest arrangement ever. Okay, we're not going to date anymore. You want to live together?
Yeah, exactly. All right, some good calls there. All right, thank you. That is group therapy. Play a fun little game called Minute to Win It and introduce you to Chrissy calling us from Shelbyville. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey.
So Chrissy's got brownish hair, drives a Ford Fusion. Is the head cook at Juicy's Barbecue?
Oh. Yes.
I love Juicy's. So tasty.
Yeah.
So great.
Need to have a morning show outing there someday.
We need to.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Field trip.
Is very single and is content with that. And her four-year-old tells everyone that Post Malone is his dad. So.
I don't know where he got that from.
That's the best story.
Well, I don't know, Chrissy. How did he get that?
I'm not sure. We're still trying to figure out who did that.
You know what? Tell him to keep going with that story. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fun. All right. Well, Chrissy, we're going to give you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. And your time will start after I finish asking the first question. If you don't know an answer right away, just say pass and we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
All right. I think I am.
All right. She thinks she is. All right, here we go. First question. What's Victoria's Secret famous for selling?
Lingerie.
Lavender. Yeah, Lavender Haze is a single by which artist?
Pass.
Okay. Marty McFly is a fictional character from which films?
Marty McFly is Back to the Future.
Which famous twins were in the band Good Charlotte?
I know this. Pass.
Which prince is taller, Harry or William?
William.
Vision Pro are VR goggles by which tech company?
Okay.
Christian Ronaldo is famous for playing what sport?
Soccer.
Jennifer Coolidge played Stifler's mom in what classic comedy?
Oh, American Pie.
Hybrid cars don't use as much blank as regular cars.
Yes.
This artist has hits like Salt Shaker and Get Low, plus will be performing this weekend in Jeffersonville.
Get Low is...
Yeah! What?
Little John!
All right. We'll get that to you.
I really wanted to say Little John and the East Side Boys, and I was like, that's going to date me a little bit.
No, that is legit. That's
Little John
credit.
And the East Side Boys.
That's extra credit.
Okay. Lavender Haze is single by?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Taylor Swift. No, yes.
Of course.
Yes. Which famous twins were in the band Good Charlotte?
I can think of their name. Isn't it like Pete and... I can't think.
The Madden Brothers?
Madden Brothers.
Yeah, Benji and Joel Madden. Benji Madden. Benji. He was married to...
One of them's married to Nicole
for a long time.
Richie, and one is married to Cameron
that's right.
Diaz.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I can't remember which is which.
Well, you know what? Not too bad. You got... I mean, and Vision Pro, are VR goggles by what tech company?
Yeah, I don't know.
Apple.
Apple.
I didn't know
that one either.
We
should have thrown in a question about her baby daddy, Post Malone.
That's right. That's right.
I would have known that one.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, hey, 7 out of...
He hears this at all. He could feel free to reach out. Anytime.
Yeah, you know what? A little alimony or a little child support might not be bad.
What are you being?
Not even worried about the child support. Not even worried about it at all.
All right. Just reach out. Just to say hi.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Oh.
All right. Well, like Chrissy, 7 out of 10 ain't bad, all right? You win.
Thank you so much. Yay.
Congratulations. We're going to put you on hold a quick sec, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. Oh,
we'll have to come see you at Juicy sometime soon,
oh,
too. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, for sure. For sure. But by the way, what is your, like, what's your favorite dish there to cook?
Ooh, my favorite to cook is probably the fried potatoes.
Oh, fried potatoes.
They're pretty good. Yeah. Like, everything is good. It's like the best, like, backyard cookout kind of food.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys have, like, cornbread and brisket and stuff like that?
Yes. Absolutely. Oh. We have the best brisket in town.
Oh. So. Pork. Yes.
My gosh.
Yes. Good stuff.
You have to come by and see us.
Yes.
Hey, okay, cool. Okay, great. Sorry, I'm drooling all over myself. All right. Hang on another quick sec. Hang on.
All right.
By the way, next week, we'll have tickets for Ed Sheeran to give away.
All Access Summer.
Yep, that kicks off next week here, right about this time on 99.7 EJX. All right, we do feel-good stories every hour, Kelly K.
So this 21-year-old from California just sent this Guinness World Record for solving a Rubik's Cube in 3.13 seconds. It happened on June 11th. His name's Max Park. He beat the previous world record of 3.47 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was set 4 years ago, and it is insane to watch.
Yes! That was like start to finish.
That's
He's
it.
Done.
Yeah.
How
it... He just takes a couple of seconds, like, to kind of assess it first before the time starts, and then it's just like,
It's insane. It is insane.
Really crazy. So he posted video of it on his Instagram, gotten over 31,000 likes, over a million views. He's competed and won in over 400 events, featured in a documentary, the 2020 Netflix documentary, The Speed Cubers. And here's the most amazing fun fact about him. Is he was diagnosed with moderate to severe autism at 2 years old.
Oh.
And so his parents started entering him in all these competitions so that he could improve his social skills. And through all of that, he's learned how to shake hands with other opponents.
Oh.
It's just, incredible how his mind can work that quickly.
Watching him, it is ridiculous.
It's bonkers.
It is bonkers.
You can see the video at WDJX.com. Amazing.
So you never like getting those phone calls while you're at work, right? So I got a phone call from my wife, and typically, like, when she'll call during the show, if we're on the air or whatever, I'll just hit ignore, and that'll be that or whatever. She'll send me a text. This time she called me back, and I was like, oh, all right. Well, obviously it's something important. So I pick it up, and she let me know that she was rear-ended.
Oh.
She's okay, and she was taking the dog, Dougal, to his training this morning. So Dougal, I guess, is okay. But, it was
probably
a hit.
Jostled around a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, it was a hit and run. You know, the car rear-ended my wife and then, kind of cracked the bumper a little bit. And
oh,
then
my gosh.
Sped around her and everything. And so, she just called me. She was a little distraught and all that stuff. And I'm just thinking, you know what? Listen, no one rear-ends my wife except for me. And
oh, my God. Why did you have to say it like that?
No one touches my wife's rear end except for me. Is that better?
Also, a little odd, but yes, I got it. I'm glad she's okay.
The silver lining is that my daughter had rear-ended us a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
When she was learning to drive. Her sins have been absolved. Her mistakes have been cleared.
All right. other person.
Yeah, I was going to say there's no evidence anymore of what she did. It's just this big old crack in her bumper.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, scary situation, but I'm, again, glad my wife's okay.
And it was
okay,
a hit and run, like they left.
They hit my wife and then just pulled around and sped off. So,
oh, that is the worst.
Yeah, it's the worst for sure.
Wow. What kind of a horrible person does that? This person, apparently.
Obviously, yeah. I'm thinking, why did the car go to therapy after it got rear-ended?
Why did the car go to therapy after it got rear-ended?
Post-traumatic dent disorder.
Got it. So, a couple things in this little story. You have tossed out a joke about your wife's rear end, and now we're tossing out some dad jokes about... That's your coping mechanism,
This is
right?
how I cope. Okay. This is how I deal with things. Kelly, what did one fender bender say to the other at the repair shop?
Why are you wasting all of these now? We have a joke battle coming up.
I just have to get them off my chest, okay. Kelly. Let me grieve in my own way.
All right. What?
I guess we're just bumper cars in the game of life.
Wow. This is just, I bet your wife is really appreciating these jokes right now, too. She's been through the trauma.
I know. She was like, the one who went through the trauma, not me.
Fired up.
Why did the fender bender take up painting?
Why did the fender bender take up painting?
Just wanted to brush up on its skills after the accident.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Okay, got it. Wow. Well, I hope they find the jerk
yes,
that did that.
Thank you.
And
thank
left.
You. Anyways.
That's the most awful thing ever.
I know. So hopefully if you're.
Was it a red car?
It was.
Okay. All right.
So if you're driving a red car and just accidentally hit my wife in the rear end.
And then just left.
Right.
And the front end of your car is a little boogered up
right,
now.
Right, for sure. Then
coming for you.
Yeah, might want to have a chat.
Are there
there
cameras in the area we can check?
I don't know.
I'm on the case.
I don't know. Thank you, Kelly.
I just want some justice.
Okay. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll do You Laugh, You Lose. That's the game where we sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. That's the name of the game. It's all brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. And proud to say, it's been a minute since he's been on our show. Greg Hahn. Welcome,
hey,
Greg.
Hey, Kelly K. Thanks for having me here. Man, Louisville. I've done more comedy in Louisville, I think, than any other city in my life.
I feel like you have. Yeah. You have a long history with the show.
Well, that's how you do a comedy career, man. You ruin two cars driving all around the Midwest, swinging by Louisville. Then you move to New York. Then you move to L.A. You know what you do when you get to L.A.? Go to the airport. Fly back to Louisville. Come
all
on,
right,
baby.
Let's do it. Come
Rent
on.
The caravan. Rent the caravan.
Like, yes. Greg, your energy is always welcome here on this show.
Well, thanks.
How have you been?
I'm good. I'm in transition. I'm moving out of California to Florida.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I got to decide.
Oh, that's smart.
Do I want a condo on the water, Kelly K? House with pool? What do I want?
I think you want a house with a pool.
I do? Okay, good. Yeah. That answers that. Now, here's the other thing.
All right.
I'm a little heartbroken. My girlfriend... Misty Rumblefarts, she got married.
Oh, Misty.
Yes. Oh, well, no. You understand. She wanted to take her husband's name.
Right.
So now she's married. Her new name is George Rumblefarts. Come on, that's a joke.
Come on now. Come on now.
Two shows tonight, two tomorrow. I promise not to do that one.
In fact, if I go tonight and you don't do that, I will be
okay,
very disappointed.
I'll open with it.
Greg Hahn.
Yeah, we have fun over there. That place is great. I needed a new carpet 20 years ago. I love it. It's charm. You ever been in there?
I have.
Last night they didn't turn on the air conditioner. I thought the place was closed. But I did my whole show. We had a blast.
Greg, what do you think of this new dig?
Unbelievable. Beautiful out here. This is just...
I was going to say... It's
fancy, isn't it?
It's not the. It's not the the old Battle Axe studios that you're used to.
No. Beautiful. Safe.
Oh, thank you.
Safe.
I slowly walked from my car to the front door. Beautiful here. Nice
you didn't have
building.
To like step over any people.
Yeah, yeah, no, this is great.
Nice. Which is great.
Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
It's all because of Kelly and I.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the house that Ben and Kelly built.
That's great. That's right. Yeah.
All right, Greg Hahn hanging out with us.
Two I like tonight, I think.
You think?
Two tomorrow.
All right.
They'll tell you eventually.
You know, I'll be doing the jokes, man. We're doing the jokes. You know, when you start on comedy, when you first start, you have like 2-3 minutes of material.
Yeah.
Then like over 30 years later, you know what you have?
5 minutes.
27 minutes!
Oh, wow! 27 minutes!
Wait, Kelly was really hardcore with my joke.
Five, we got five more. You got 2 more minutes of material.
Well, that's the joke. Everybody saw it coming.
Kelly's a pro.
Now listen, speaking of jokes, I feel like you have to have a nice arsenal of dad jokes, right? Or appreciation of dad jokes.
Do
you love dad jokes?
Let's do this show. Yeah, let's do this game. Okay. Where this game is.
All right, we do a little game.
The game is You Laugh, You Lose. So, you know, we're not going to laugh at your joke.
That's the whole idea. You're not supposed to laugh. The first one to laugh loses the whole game.
Each one of us tells a joke?
Yes. We go around. Yeah,
either that or Greg can just be throwing tomatoes at you and I.
That could work. But, I mean, I have some that I can share with you.
Okay. Well, you don't want me to laugh?
Yes.
That makes for great radio.
That makes great.
Let's do that.
All right. Well,
steering contest.
Greg Hahn, You Laugh, You Lose, coming up next. He's at the Caravan Comedy Club here.
You can freely laugh there.
For sure. For
There's
sure.
That,
coming up
bourbon.
Next in just about 5 minutes. 99.7.
Run away. Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I, and now Greg, sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses, and it's all for this majestic You Laugh, You Lose trophy, which is currently in the possession of Kelly K.
Yep, and she's so pretty.
She is. Greg?
Yes.
How you feeling? You feeling good?
I'm confident. I'm coming in confident. I had some eggs.
You had some eggs? You're good.
I had some green drink. I don't know what was in it.
You
know,
all right.
Let's go.
All right.
Choked on a mint. Let's go.
You choked on a mint. Ready to fire some jokes.
That is a true story. You did come in here.
He did
choke it.
He did choke on a mint.
On an actual mint.
That was very minty.
All right. So losers go first. Greg, that would be me.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose. You know, doctors say 3 out of 5 people suffer from chronic diarrhea. The other 2 enjoy it. You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Greg. I'm reading a horror story in Braille. Something bad is going to happen. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my turn?
You can jump in.
I got a brand new dog. Brand new dog. Half pit bull, half retriever. He ripped my leg off, but he brought it back. Oh, this is good radio.
Oh. Oh, that was good.
That was good. What if I left the house?
Am I out?
No, I took up origami for a while. I gave it up because there was too much paperwork.
Yeah, that's true.
These are great.
Hey, guys. My boss asked me why I only get sick on work days.
Why?
I said it must be my weekend immune system.
Okay. Greg.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
How do crazy people walk through the woods? They take the psychopath.
Yeah, they do.
A magician was walking down the street, turned into a grocery store.
Ah, got it. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Got it.
There you go.
Got it. Hey, my boss has threatened to fire the employee with the worst posture.
Uh-huh.
I have a hunch it's going to be me.
Oh, gosh. Hope not.
Yeah.
We just got a phone call from Tony the Yodeling Shetland Pony. He can't be here tonight. He's a little hoarse.
Out the gate, Greg. Wow.
Huh?
You know, my dad never laughs at my jokes anymore. Mostly because he was cremated. I mean, in hindsight, we should have waited until he died.
That's a good one.
Murdery. A little.
I'd go death.
So my husband and I have agreed to never go to bed angry with each other.
Okay.
So far, we've been up for 3 days.
Oh. I hope it works out.
My girlfriend, she just took off with a tractor salesman. Left me with a John Deere letter.
Hey, what's the difference between roast beef and pea soup?
What?
Anyone can roast beef.
You should probably see a doctor if you're doing the other. Hey, guys, my grief counselor died.
Mm.
He was so good. Not even mad about it.
No, so good. So good. Greg Hahn. Everybody.
What's the difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know and I don't care.
That's a thinking man's joke.
It is a thinking man's joke.
What is Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh, what do they have in common?
I don't know.
They both have the same middle name.
The. Yes. Yes. I have a pet manatee named Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
I built him a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a habitat for humanity.
Oh. I'm sure he enjoys it.
Is everybody writing these down?
Yeah. It's good stuff.
No, not us. We already got them down.
I printed it out.
We going?
Yep.
Hey, I just opened a new restaurant on Mars. Great food, no atmosphere. Come on, a classic. Everybody knows that one. Classic.
That's dumb. That's just what? Dumb. All right, Greg, you win.
Ridiculous.
You win.
That kills him in fourth grade.
Give him the trophy. He earned it. Give him the trophy.
The trophy.
All right, beautiful.
Hold the trophy. Oh, show
look at
the
that.
Trophy.
Greg Hahn, everyone.
Yeah.
The Caravan Comedy Club. Go see him. 459-0022.
The jokes are going to be way better than that. Way better with Greg Hahn.
What are you talking?
My jokes were not great.
Oh, all right.
Good. Everybody was here.
Greg.
Was outstanding.
It's always a pleasure, man.
Hey, thanks for having me in your studio. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Come
thank
on,
you,
Louisville.
Greg Hahn, everyone.
Louisville.
Greg Hahn, everyone. Send the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting swept out to sea on a giant inflatable duck, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's precarious.
Yep. Happened in England. A couple guys there went out on a inflatable duck just to float in the sea. Then all of a sudden, current catches them. All of a sudden, they are miles offshore.
That is kind of random.
I say miles, 650 feet. But nonetheless.
Still, they needed some assistance getting back to shore.
Yeah, they sure did. There was a person in a kayak that tried to push the duck to shore. But it did not work. So, yeah, they had to be rescued by the RNLI volunteers. I don't know what that stands for, but it's...
Sounds official, though.
Yeah, it is the Royal National Lifeboat Institute there.
Got it.
Yeah. So...
Wow.
Again, can't trust those inflatable, like, little ducks or whatever.
Can't steer them either.
No, you can't. And
no.
That is kind of scary. Like, I don't know if you've ever been out on the ocean and you're on an inflatable and you're just kind of floating there.
I don't inflate on the ocean. Did I just make a verb out of that?
I don't inflate.
I don't float on the ocean.
Yeah, but even on, like, we go vacation up at, like, Lake Erie. Even on that, you know, you get out on a little inflatable, and then it starts to, like, you start to drift, and you're like, whoop.
It's the drifting.
Yeah,
you can't control it. You don't have oars.
Right, for sure. So, again, you can't trust those big inflatable ducks. They are doing okay, though.
Lesson learned.
Yep. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting swept out to sea on a giant inflatable duck, you're doing okay.
But if someone got video of it.
Yeah.
Kind of epic.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, for sure. Harry Styles. We've got something really cool lined up with Harry Styles in our All Access Summer. Details coming next week. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. Just tap the link, listen, and you can see everything there. I mean, Tracy, we talked to her earlier, and I would like for her to follow up with us, actually, because I think that's interesting. We basically said that she's got to have a conversation with this guy because she found out he may or may not have been lying.
Yes, he had a big old map, lots of pins in it, and says, oh, yeah, I travel all the time, been to all these exotic places.
Yeah, been to all these places.
And then she finds out from someone else, like, oh, yeah, did you see the map? He's never been to any of those places. He's been to Ohio and Florida.
Listen, I don't like the way that they said Ohio.
I know. It was a little bit of a jab. But
yeah, it was.
Point being,
right,
hasn't been to, like, Bangkok.
Right.
Or, you know, any of the other exotic locales he said he'd been to. And I think we landed on the fact that, hey, ask him to see pictures.
Yeah.
And then if he can't produce any pictures from any of these world travels, then maybe... They might be right that he's not exactly telling the truth. And then, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like, why are you going to produce this fake background about yourself? And what else would you not be telling the truth about?
I know. That's just a little bit sketch. So, yeah, you can catch up on the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see some of the comments there and hear her in her own words kind of tell us. So, there you go. Any big plans this weekend?
I think this is one of the rare weekends where we don't have a ton going on. The husband is going to be on the golf course for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Big tournament going on in our neighborhood. So that's, and he said yesterday, like, this is my Father's Day. Thank you for allowing
me
to disappear.
Let me have this.
And play golf.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening this weekend around the city, from Comic-Con that's happening.
Oh, Comic-Con.
Comic-Con that's happening. You got Funk Fest that's going on.
Yeah.
You got the Pride Festival happening and the Pride Parade. You've got Little John performing.
Yeah, yeah.
Jammin' and Jeff on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to keep yourself busy here this weekend. There's the Irish dance competition in town daughters are participating in. So, yeah, a lot of stuff. So hopefully you have a great weekend. If you're a father or you're a dad to anybody, hopefully you have a great weekend as well.
And hopefully you're celebrated the way you want to be celebrated.
There
and if
you
that
go.
Means being left alone to do whatever you want,
then
hopefully you get then that chance.
It. Then that's it, yeah. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Okay, bye-bye.